This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. You've got producer Bailey.
Hello, we are back.
I'm feeling like a bit of a Nelly Furtado man eater at the moment because the men have abandoned us.
They've run away.
No, Nate is feeling under the weather.
Yep.
And then Alan, of course, still recovering from his tonsil surgery. Can I just say, he has no idea how to actually recover. He's the worst patient ever.
Last night he sent me an email, 12:18.
He flicks me a message going, hey, are you going to this thing that we've both been invited to? I'm like, yeah, I am on Wednesday night. Mm. You're not meant to be back at work or a working human until the Friday. He's been Christmas light looking.
He's been doing all the things.
What else has he been doing?
I actually sent him an email today saying,
errands about town.
You're not back till Friday. Pull it back.
Pull
Please.
It back.
Relax.
Mate. Relax. I mean, you don't really need your tonsils to do things, do you?
No, he's probably bored.
He's bored.
I would be too. I'd be ready to come back to work.
Don't have to tell me twice to put my feet up for 2 weeks.
We wouldn't see you for a month.
You'd be like, I'd be tonsils, in the back cave.
Whole month, please. No, but good to hear he's getting better, though.
Oh, he is. And he should be joining us on Friday, I will say,
for
if
sure.
all goes well. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
It sounded a bit ominous.
I mean, I've got $10 bets, so I hope he's back Monday.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yep.
Because we've spoken about this on the show. Mm. Point of tension. Why would you come back on a Friday?
That literally is it. I was like, I didn't really care so much about the $10. It was more just like, don't come back on a Friday.
Yeah,
start the week on a Monday.
Exactly. And then, like, essentially you get, like, what, 3 extra days?
Yes.
But he's determined, so.
Yes.
Hell or high water, we'll see him in here. Even, you know what my favourite part will be is his stubbornness of even if his voice isn't ready. So it'll be like,
he'll be boosting the fader up. Like, I'm good, guys. So I am good.
I'm fine. Who wants to know about the Kardashians?
We'll never catch him talking about the Kardashians. Who am I kidding? All right, let's get into your Alpha Bucks letter and clue. By the way, it went off.
It did, yep.
This morning.
Ava from Broome.
Nelly gave us a heart attack. I will stress this, people, because you are my people. You are Alpha Bucks winners because you're listening to this to get the letter and clue. Please also have a clear phone line because it almost cost Ava $1,000.
Yeah. And as well, when I speak to you, if you get through, I do always say that. I say, please switch the radio off. Make sure you're hands-free. So please do.
And it's not because producer Bailey hates unclear phone lines. Yeah. It's not a personal vendetta.
I don't just shovel them through.
No, it's literally because of what happened this morning where we couldn't hear Ava's answers. We had to go back, get adjudicators in, and we could faintly hear it, and she got the $1,000.
Because we want to give you the cash.
Absolutely. So, without further ado, tomorrow's letter is K for kilo, and I'm going to look for the hardest one. K for kilo. Oh, okay. Name starting with K, a fictional character.
A fictional character.
Yes, starting with K.
No.
This is why I picked the hardest
one. No.
You could have had King Arthur. I wouldn't have got that.
I wouldn't have got that.
Or Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, of course. Of course. Isn't there someone in the Jungle Book with a K too?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, and look, these are just the answers on the sheet. Obviously, if you can think of another one, we're going to take it. I feel like King, what about Ariel's dad, King Triton?
Oh, good
could
one.
Could have had him.
Yep.
I think his name's King Triton.
No.
Oh, yeah, King Kong.
Do you reckon?
I mean, Bailey, I had to break it to you. He wasn't a real gorilla.
Oh, yeah, no. Not King Kong.
Oh, was he?
No. Ignore.
Oh, why? We can't do King Kong?
No.
He's a fictional character.
Oh, there we go. We can do him. He's back on the book.
And on that note, we are out of here.
Oh, no.
Hit breakfast with Alan and Carly. And you've just got Carly this morning, but I'm a little less lonely in the studio because right now I'm joined by finance guru from Life Sumo, James Musa. Good morning.
Hey, Carly. How are you?
Good. Not as stressed as mortgage holders this morning because we did get another interest rate. Please tell us you're the bearer of some good news off the back of this.
Look, is this why Alan's taking the day off, has he? He's just so devastated about the interest rate rise, he's had to take a day.
That and tonsil surgery.
Yeah, mainly tonsil surgery, but also the interest rate rise. Yeah. Is there good news? Well, I don't want to be the Christmas Grinch, but it's looking like, well, we're hoping this is the last interest rate rise for a little while. The Reserve Bank does need to take a moment to see if all of these rate rises are having the impact they need to have. So, look, I really do anticipate that January and February should be a little bit calmer.
Okay, well, that is some good news. Now, we do hear the R word when we see the interest rates get to these high levels. I think the highest in 10 years, they're saying. I was actually watching a report saying we don't need to worry about a recession because the jobs are keeping us safe. Is there some truth to this, or are they just trying to remain positive?
No, I think there really is. And, you know, we keep stressing this. I think that recession is a word that gets bandied around on media because it gets a lot of people listening. You know, if it bleeds, it leads. But at the end of the day, a recession is a really necessary part of economic cycles, and it just means that there's a retraction in our economy, which means things are slowing down a bit, and that's important. We need to have those periods of time. And you're right, our jobs market today is very, very, very different to what it was back in the 90s when we had our last major recession. So, yes, there is truth to that discussion.
Now, if you're a family and you're listening to this morning, and like I was talking to a friend yesterday, she's paying hundreds of dollars more now for her mortgage. These are things that people haven't budgeted for. Have you got any tips or tricks for people that literally are having to come up with this cash that is just not really in the budget?
Yeah, look, the reality is, and I know this is a really rough time of year because Christmas is here, and we really need to take the time with Christmas coming up not to go overboard and to really reinforce in our families that experiences matter more than things. Don't overextend yourself. If you're going to buy Christmas presents for the kids and all the rest of it, buy things that you can do together, that you can play outside, that you can build memories. And don't get too caught up on buying, you know, the cheap plastic garbage that you know is going to end up on the living room floor 10 minutes after it's opened. Just be a little bit more conservative this year and really focus on having good times and good memories with your families. And then, you know, start to be just a little bit more careful in the way that you budget, sharing expenses, you know, have family dinners, bring people around, just share time together and just be a little bit more careful. But do remember that, yes, it is costing hundreds of dollars more now, but the reality was when we took the loans out, interest rates were at record lows and they were never going to stay there. So anyone who's got a loan really should be factoring in raises and should be factoring in interest rates around about 5 or 6% on average.
And just quickly, I want to touch on house prices. Do you think with people being so nervous now with their mortgages that we're going to see a flow-on effect with house prices actually coming down?
Yeah, well, we definitely are. And I know this makes me very unpopular with real estate agents, but yes, we are going to see a normalisation in house prices. We're already seeing it over on the East Coast. I'm not sure what's happening over in the Wild West, but yes, we are seeing that happen over here. And in time, prices in properties are going to start to normalise, particularly as people can't afford the mortgages that they've got and those properties come back onto the market.
I feel like you kind of gave us a silver lining there. It wasn't too painful. You weren't too much of the bearer of bad news. Thank you so much for joining me, James Musa from Life Sumo.
Pleasure as always.
Alan's still recovering from tonsil surgery, but producer Bailey has stepped up to the mic.
I don't know about that. I'm slowly crawling up to the mic.
But I am glad to not be talking to myself this morning. But Bailey, we've seen a lot of people posting their Spotify Wrapped. I chose not to expose myself in such a manner this year.
I was the same as you, definitely. No one is seeing that.
But I got exposed in a different way this year. So obviously when you go on your Spotify Wrapped, there's like a little tab that tells you your year of. Like I said, I chose to keep that private. But what I didn't realise is I've actually been hijacking on someone's Spotify account for, I'm going to say, going on 4 years now.
Whose account is it?
Her name?
It's not mine, is it?
Not yours. Surprise! Avalon is her name. So I used to work with Avalon about 4 years ago now. Mm. Now, we call her Savalon because she is a savvy girl, Avalon.
Great name, either or. Avalon, Savalon.
And I do remember one day, like, she will tell you how to save a buck. Like, this girl's going to run the company one day. So one day she kind of rounds everyone up and she's like, hey, guys, I've been listening around the office and I'm noticing we've all got these different accounts that we pay for. What if we start doing some deals? She's like, I'll be the instigator. And so she's kind of instigating these deals throughout the office. Like, you've got Netflix, you've got Stan, let's do a deal. She's great. Saved us a lot of money. So then it gets to me and she's like, what do you want? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. She's like, actually, you know what? I'd love Spotify because I'm getting the ads, you know, when you don't pay for it.
Yeah.
And anyway, she was like, oh, perfect. I'll put you on my family account. What have you got me? Now, at the time, all I had was Netflix to offer. Everyone had Netflix.
Okay.
She's like, well, I already got Netflix.
Oh.
I'm like, okay. I'm like, what do you want from me? She's like, I want Stan. Now, I'm like, okay. So I literally signed up to a Stan account to get Spotify. Explain that logic to me. So anyway, worked out well for us for a couple of years. And then one day I'm like, I think they jacked it up to like $20 or something. And I thought, I'm not watching this.
No.
I've got too many now. I'm going to get rid of it. So I sent Avalon a text and I said, hey, deal's over, babe. You got to get off. And she's like, okay.
But she's savvy Savalon.
She's like, okay, do we want to rework the deal or is it a clean slate? And I said, no, you know what? I'll just start paying for Spotify. I'll get on the husband's account. She's like, okay, no worries. But what I never did was the actual paperwork or the handover.
Of course she didn't.
So this is like 2 years ago now. So then it goes to my Spotify Wrapped. Okay. Now, I don't know the logistics of what happened, but either way, Avalon uncovers that I've been on her
account.
She's savvy. Now, then I get a message from her and she's like, just screenshots.
2 years later as well.
2 years later. Oh, so it's a family account, so I can see her mum, her dad, and then me. And all I see is the screenshot. Now, like I said, she does not let a dollar go by. And I'm like, am I going to get a bill here? What's going to happen?
Oh, no.
And she is like, busted. Oh. That's what she wrote underneath, busted. I'm like, oh.
I mean, 2 years is pretty good, to be fair.
Yeah. And then I thought, am I going to get a bill? But no, that's not what I got. What I got was an eviction notice. One week to finish up my business, to transfer my playlist, and get the hell out of there. Sounding a little coy right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm feeling a little silly because 131060, I did put the call out. What is your Christmas tradition? I wanted to hear the wholesome things that you do at Christmas every single year. Now, this is a bit of a contentious one because, Bailey, you tried to put a Christmas ban on me. You said, you know what? This time
enough
of year.
Enough is enough.
People get sick of Christmas. We've spoken about a lot on the show. And I was like, no, Bailey. People care. People want to share their Christmas traditions, share their joy. So that's why I did open it up on 131060 and... Surely, across this whole great state, right now on 131060, there is someone out there.
Don't do it, people.
There is
Don't
someone out there that is willing to talk Christmas with me, share their Christmas tradition. Surely.
Harley, this could be a moment of I told you so. They've had enough.
131060.
The people of WA.
Have they spoken?
Prove me wrong.
131060. Surely there is someone out there right now who is like, the phone's just lit up like a Christmas tree. You've come through. I cannot, literally, every single line right now is lighting up like a Christmas tree. This is absolutely brilliant. Oh, my God. I have never, ever been more proud of our listeners or more happy. Oh, I cannot wait to take some of these calls. All right, let's kick it off with Marianne. Marianne, I am so happy to hear from you. Merry Christmas, by the way, Marianne.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Chicken.
Well, thank you for helping me rub it in producer Bailey's face. But more importantly, what is your Christmas tradition?
All right, so our Christmas tradition is to open up a present at Christmas Eve, just one person each.
Oh, now I do this sometimes with the hubs because we can't wait. That's a great little tradition. Now, what I do, though, is I always do the smallest present under the tree. Do you have a limit on it?
No. You can pick one present. Doesn't matter if it's the biggest, smallest, doesn't matter, one present.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much for calling. Let's go to...
Merry Christmas. Bye, Maggie.
Merry Christmas. Let's go to Danielle in Albany. Merry Christmas, Danielle.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, love. These are my people. Now, Danielle, what are you doing for your Christmas tradition?
It started about 3 years ago when we had our little son, and we've done matching Christmas pyjamas every year.
Wholesome. Oh,
that's
wholesome.
Nice.
Now, Bailey, you
I'm
can't
back on
hate
board.
On that.
I can't.
That
I'm back on board.
And please tell me you make them into a Christmas card or do a photo by the tree each year.
Yeah, we do photo by the tree each year with our two little puppy dogs.
Oh, it just gets better. That is amazing. Let's go to Danielle in Greenbushes. Merry Christmas, first and foremost, Danielle.
Merry Christmas, Carly.
Now, is there anything you would like to say to Danielle, producer Bailey?
Well, I would like a Merry Christmas too, Danielle.
The Grinch over here. Now, Danielle, what is your Christmas tradition?
We have to wait for my pop to come down to our house to unwrap our presents.
Oh,
that sounds like torture for the kids.
Yeah, it was. Papa and I are bigger now, so it's all right. We can wait.
Now, hopefully Pop doesn't like a sleep-in, does he?
Oh, nah, we wake him up pretty early.
Oh, I love that. And let's finish it up with Taylor in Busselton. Merry Christmas, Taylor.
Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for the call.
I think you called us, Taylor. Did we get confused? I don't know. Now, Taylor, what is your Christmas tradition?
Me and my whole family dress all of us up and my dog in matching Christmas pyjamas and we have a photo of every single year and put it on the tree, printed out on a laminated piece of paper.
Oh, the lamination. It's those extra 1%ers. That is amazing. Now, Taylor, stay on the line because I want to get on that Christmas card list. Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly. You've just got Carly this morning, but I am joined by a guest right now, a very helpful guest at that. Sophie Onicle is her name. She's the head of communications at eBay and she's here to save Christmas and save us from wandering aimlessly around the shops. She joins me now. Good morning, Sophie.
Good morning, Carly.
Now, Sophie, you know what the buying trends are and what people want because you have direct access to this data. So I need to tap into this expertise. Let's start with the kids. What are they wanting?
Look, eBay's identified three top toy trends this Christmas: classics, affordability, and sustainability. So classics are things like Monopoly, but think about it, Stranger Things meets Monopoly.
Okay.
You've got the classic Nerf gun, but that's with Roblox, which is this very popular online game. So you've got the merging of the classics like Lego with Super Mario. If you're into sustainability, which most of us are these days with concerns about the environment, these are toys made from recycled timber. So things like wooden sandpits, or the ones I love are these dolls called Recyclies, and they're made from recycled plastic bottle tops. And then, of course, with us all tightening our belts, we're looking for something a bit cheap and cheerful. Mm. And I think last time we had a chat, we were talking about toys under $50. So things like bubble guns, the latest Rubik's Impossible Cube, you can get a whole bunch of toys. Fur Fluffs, they're sort of the new age Furby. All less than $50 on eBay.
Well, I'm just surprised Furbies are back, to be honest.
This is the new and improved version of the Furby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, kids have basic tastes at the end of the day, you know, and what a great joy to have them off the screen. So all of the toys I mentioned gets them away from the screen time, which a lot of parents are always trying to encourage.
Oh, I love that. Now, let's talk about us adults and what we're wanting, especially for people that have to buy for their partners. What are adults wanting for Christmas this year?
Well, you Western Australians really like your food. Over half of you are likely to give some form of food, whether confectionery, drinks, and that's more than any other state.
Love
so
that.
If you are a foodie and you've got a foodie in your life, you can get some great Christmas hampers on eBay. It's a little bit of the lazy person's tip. Or the other thing Western Australians really love, which surprises me given the heat of summer, but tea is up. So tea infuser sets are up 7 times. And West Australian Central Green Tea specifically is up 4 times lately. You can also tell that barbecuing's big at this time of year because we've got condiments like Fancy Pants Caribbee Honey. That's up 3 times. And Aussie-made truffle sea salt. So people sort of fancying up their barbecues at this time of year. And that's all specific to Western Australia.
I'm kind of proud of us. I think that's almost bragging rights, really.
For sure. And the great thing about food is it's a usable product, right? It's not going to sit there. Everyone's always going to eat or use it. So the idea of gifting a consumable, it's also a great environmentally friendly way to gift this Christmas. The other thing you West Australians are keen on is you want to keep track of your pets. Now, last time, I think, Carly, we were talking about Apple AirTags.
Yes.
So these are the latest gadget from Apple. You can pop them on your luggage. So if your bags go missing when you're traveling, you know, I think we said pop them on the stray boyfriend. But West Australians are particularly innovative here, and there's a whole bunch of collars on eBay that fit these AirTags for pets. and you're snapping them up 20 times more than on month on month. So Apple AirTag collars for pets are really selling hot, and that's if anyone in your life has a pet and they want to keep track of them over the summer.
Or like you said, for that stray husband or boyfriend. I absolutely love that, Sophie. You've definitely inspired me this morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
No worries, and Merry Christmas.
I am from a small little town over east called Port Macquarie. Mm-hmm. You may not have heard of it. It is quite a small town. And they've actually made the national news. Now, this is a big deal for a small little town like Port Macquarie, but it's not for reasons that they're proud of. So every year they do this Christmas lighting. Every town does it. You know, they'll have the Christmas tree. Everyone will gather around, and they do it at a place called Town Green. So it's a big kind of town square. Everyone comes on down. Everyone brings the kids.
Sounds so good.
It's so exciting. And then they'll do the unveiling of the tree, and everyone goes, oh,
like in the Grinch when they all do that. It's
exactly right. It. That is the scene. And I just love that it's called Town Green as well, because it's like this little square. It's perfect. They put the lights up. It's a big deal. My niece headed down. I know a bunch of people went down there. And when it came time to unveil the tree, people thought they were having a laugh. People thought they were being Ashton Kutcher, because the tree didn't look like previous years.
What do you mean?
The tree? I'm looking at a picture of it right now. It looks, so it's quite a big tree. They've used one of those old Norfolk pine trees. So what they decided to do this year was they thought, you know what, let's do something a little different, guys. Let's do something a little quirky. And instead of bringing in a Christmas tree that looks perfect and prim and put together, what we're going to do is we're going to use the old big Norfolk pine that's already there and decorate that.
Okay.
And let nature be highlighted.
Yeah, I like that though.
You think it would be good, but in reality, it's so chaotic. There's like lights just draped. It looks like a sad, it looks, I hate to say it, like a divorced dad's Christmas tree.
Oh, no. So did they put baubles on there?
They tried, no tinsel. So they tried to drape, and I'm talking meters and meters of lights. So they've tried to drape the lights over it. So you know how sometimes you'll get those Christmas lights and they'll start at the start and they'll drape down.
Oh, instead of going around.
Instead of going around, it drapes down. Mm. But what's happened here is absolute chaos. Oh, like if the lights were a road, you would be off the beaten track. But what the council did was, because people, when they unveiled it, people were literally like, is this a joke? Is this what we all come down here for? So much so it's caught national, even international attention. I've even heard
and
some
not
Americans.
Not for good reason.
Not for good reason. But my favourite thing was, instead of the council kind of being like, oh, look, guys, we tried to do something different, it didn't work, they've gone, well, there was a hailstorm, guys. And the hailstorm is the reason why the decorations look the way they do. Everyone's going, wait a second, when was this hailstorm?
Yeah, everyone in the town would have known about it.
No one remembers this hailstorm. Wow. But anyway, now they've had to do a make good. So they've had to bring back the original tree, and everyone's like, well, wait a second, are we all gathering round again?
Yeah, what happened? Take two?
Take two? Are we doing it again? But anyway, look, you know what? I just think leave it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I wonder who the decorator was.
We all can't be bothered this time of year. Mm. Just wrap it in some plastic Glad wrap and leave it there for next year too.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.